The Trump administration is taking an all-encompassing approach to revitalize travel for American families, she said. Secretary Duffy is committed to ushering in the golden age of travel. He's already secured $12.5 billion through President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill to upgrade our air traffic control systems, telecoms, radio, radar, voice switches, and more. Calling the aforementioned $12.5 billion a critical down payment to update the completely antiquated transportation system. Almeida went on to blast the Biden administration and Buttigieg for totally ignoring air traffic controller staffing shortages that Duffy has since tackled. The starting salaries of air traffic controllers have been increased by 30%, and the FAA's hiring process has been fast-tracked while maintaining the highest level of safety standards, the spokesperson continued. Under the secretary's leadership, USTIT surpassed its air traffic control hiring goals for the fiscal year months ahead of schedule. She noted, before reiterating that improved infrastructure goes hand in hand with the golden age of travel. The secretary is working to improve our aviation infrastructure. His civility campaign intends to bring the American people into the process and encourage the public to do their part to bring about the golden age of travel. As the secretary has said, small gestures, such as sharing a please or thank you with airport gate agents and flight attendants, or helping a fellow passenger with their heavy luggage, goes a long way in making what could be a stressful travel day more enjoyable for everyone. A positive attitude is appreciated at any altitude. Comments from the public poured in on social media when Fox News's Trace Gallagher asked if travelers were on board with Duffy's suggestion to ditch pajamas on flights, or if they will be sticking with sweatpants. I would love that, wrote one ex-user. When I was a kid, the flying was the best part of the vacation. It was a special experience. I miss it. Another wrote, I have always dressed nicely when I go to the airport. I don't understand why some people think it's okay to wear pajamas everywhere, it is not. I'm with the SEC, said another commenter. Unless the plane is flying to Walmart, nix the PJs and sweats and opt for a spiffier look. Tuxes and ball gowns aren't necessary, but take a little pride in your appearance. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.